Welcome back.
Hello.
Woo!
It feels weird. I feel like we're in a relationship and we had some time apart and now we've got to kind of start from the beginning again.
And it's even better.
Is it? Love that. We have a new edition.
We do.
Edo.
Yay!
Our,
and it's not spelled with a T.
It's what?
It's not spelled with a T. That's what Americans would think.
What are you talking about?
Edo.
What do you mean with a T at the end?
Yeah, it's like pedal. It's like not spelled with a D.
Dawn's looking very confused.
I'm so confused. Also incredibly hungover. Let's start the new series of podcasties with just admitting that Eileen and I went out last night and got utterly blathered.
Come on, the shiny toy guns at the Wilton.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
I love
the fact that Dawn doesn't even know the band she went to see.
So uncool. I stood at the back of this gig while everyone was moshing,
drinking
vodka tonic and eating popcorn like a total mum.
Was the band good?
Don't know. I wasn't listening. All I could hear was crunching.
They just made me laugh. You're like a total mum.
I really was.
Can I say Dawn has a perfect life? I picked her up this morning and she's being waved off in the distance. It was so cute.
By my hunk of a man.
Oh, who is your hunk of a man?
Oh, he's just great. I was kind of single last time we did a podcast, really.
Well, and you talked about him, but not mentioning names.
Yeah, and now I live with him.
Wow.
Yeah, I live with my boyfriend.
He
lives with me. I'm a real proper grown-up now, and I love it.
Does he listen to the show?
I hope not, because I've got all sorts of juicy bits of gossip.
I bet he does listen.
I got home last night, though, and he'd left this note for me, because we both love food, and he'd left this note for me on this plate, and it just said, "No, I didn't use this bowl for cake, ice cream, and whipping stuff. Don't know what you're talking about." Must have just been crunching on sweets. Anyway, can I just say how stunningly beautiful you look, Gail?
Well, thank you. God, I've had 4 hours sleep.
You remind me of that actor. What's his name? John.
I mean, that's already the compliment's lost on. You remind me of that man.
I've actually got some great pictures yesterday. Got of me and John Corbett.
Tell. What are you doing?
Well, it's kind of a weird job. I'm basically standing in for an actor on this TV show called United States of Tara, and I'm standing in for the very, very sexy John Corbett, who played Aiden. Like. I'm showing my phone.
Oh, he's
in Aiden in Sex and the City.
Yeah, and he's very, really very sweet.
Is he single?
No, he lives with Bo Derek. Bo Derek. He's been going out with Derek.
Bo Derek's a woman?
For 11. Except don't look at my tummy. I'm going to crop this one. Oh, hang on a sec.
I love how we're looking at photographs on our podcast.
He's not as cute in real life.
He is.
Do you know what? I've never really fancied him very much, but I imagine he's probably got that look in his eye.
No, he's actually better in real life.
Is he?
Yeah, he's cheeky though. He's a real big flirt.
It's because he's woman's old.
Yeah,
and a man. I'm sorry, I thought Bo Derek was an old soul singer from
she's
the 50s
actually,
and male.
You remember she's
gorgeous.
She was in 10 with... Dudley Moore.
I don't remember. I don't know who anyone
is. She's stunning and she still looks...
No, you remember her.
I don't.
She had cornrows.
She sounds stupid.
She's not from the Caribbean.
I just want to describe Gail this morning because I'm really jealous of what you're wearing, because Eileen and I look like scrotty old slut bags who rolled in at 4 o'clock this morning.
Black t-shirt.
You're wearing a denim micro mini. You're about 6'2". You've got legs as long as bloody... What's long?
Arms.
You've got legs as long as arms. And you're walking around looking all amazing.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you had a baby.
And she had a baby.
Well, that's what happened.
How was that?
We've talked about that before.
How did it come out?
It must be the lack of sleep then. I don't know.
Well, we've all got lack of sleep for different reasons. Were you just about to tell me how your baby came out?
No.
Actually, do you know what? If you told me that this morning, I think I might hurl. Eileen, what is the dish of the day?
What?
What are you chomping on?
Funyuns for everyone.
Funyuns?
Yeah, do you want a Funyun?
Fried onion rings.
Are they got to be English.
No, they're not. They're like Ringo's.
Are they from the 99-cent store?
No, they're
cost 99 cents.
That's a coincidence.
I'm not going near them.
No, they look disgusting. Actually, I'll try one just because I'm brave when it comes to nom noms.
Although I probably will like them.
I know, but do you know what? Eileen came to pick me up this morning and she span into the gas station at 1,000 miles an hour like she was making some... cop chase movie, got out and bought a bottle of Coke and then just stood outside the shop with these in her hands and went, "Funyuns for everyone!" I was just like,
but I do it all the time. I like that saying. I don't know where I got it from. It's like we went to this really bad bowler last night and they went, "Champagne for everyone!" And he said, "Oh, we've only got a Corbell."
We went to the worst party I've ever been to in my entire life last night.
So hang on, you went to the...
You had fun because you were necking.
You went to...
Who are you necking? Necking. That's a mum. I don't know where that came.
I can't remember his name.
Who are you snugging?
What's his bloody name? Oh, I remember his name. No, I know who he is. It was a
classy
plan.
To the end, Eileen.
No, it was a plan to have a snog. Like, it's been planned for a month.
What, with him? Did he know about it?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean it's been planned for months?
Well, like a month.
What, the planned bit, not the length of time. What do you mean it's planned?
In your head?
No,
in your
head? We knew when we would see each other, we'd make out at some point in the evening.
Oh, you mean it was planned throughout the evening?
No, it was planned like when we first met months ago.
So why don't you just do it then?
Because we don't live near each other and we hadn't seen each other.
So did you email each other and say, so would you to snog?
It's just a, you know when it's a thing? A bit like you have to have sex with your husband.
Do
like
you?
That. Yeah. You do, occasionally, especially when you're going on long trips. You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do.
This is a weird conversation.
It's a bit like that. You'll learn. You're in a new relationship. You don't realise that sometimes
Eileen's
you have
been
to have
married
sex.
Before. So.
Yeah. I'm in a very rampant new relationship, I have to say.
No, but I'm just end saying, of conversation. Come to a point when you don't want sex, but you think, shit, he's going off for 6 weeks to make a film, so now I have to do it because...
Because he has to have that lasting memory.
But who are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm just realising I'm eating crisps into the microphone.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Who is this? What is this hypothetical going away for 6 weeks movie star that you're dating?
What's going... I'm just saying, it's just sometimes things are unspoken. You know it's going to happen.
I don't think you can compare sex with a husband when he's going off to make a movie, whatever that means, with some guy that you've planned to snog at a party.
No, it's just, you know.
Do you mean you met him and there was definitely this chemistry between you and you kind of thought, you both kind of just knew instinctively.
No, we just knew.
Yeah, you knew instinctively.
It was a sure thing.
That it was going to happen
it was an easy
at
rider.
Some point.
Right,
did
okay.
he did
well,
he have nice lip action?
I think so, I was a bit drunk.
God, you're brilliant. Mm. I envy you.
I didn't warn Edo what we talked about on the show.
So now tell us about what happened when you got home last night and how you...
So my lover came over, but I told him I didn't want to have sex. I'd rather watch a movie about Darfur.
Honestly.
Okay, hang on. Which love is this? Is this the...
The one that I've been shagging for ages.
That one.
Don't
okay.
say the word shagging on the show, please. It's so crass.
Oh, it's really not.
We only make love.
I'm just trying to think of the things that you've said on the show that
I am little Miss Squeaky Clean over here.
Shagging.
No,
shagging.
Don't. I hate that word. I think shagging is a horrible word.
Bonking.
Bonking's fun. I like bonking.
So no, I didn't do any of that.
Okay, I'm not even going
to... Oh, you know what else we've got to talk about is, do you remember the other one? There's this other guy who's been texting me so much.
Yes, the thinking of
the
you.
Show. He's texted me for like 6 weeks, going, thinking
psycho.
Of you. Thinking of... No, not psycho. Just thinking of you every week.
So, just thinking of you.
Yeah,
that's
so
it.
I never reply, ever. And then like one day he wrote, thinking of you, last Friday. And then 3 minutes later he wrote, sorry, I just miss you. And I was like, God. So I showed it to my friend Craig and he grabbed my phone and he wrote,
careful.
Do I swear?
Yeah, but maybe
should
just
I
go
F-ing?
Yeah, go F's.
Okay, so he goes,
oh, the new dawn.
Yeah. Oh my Speaking God, what's happened to me?
Dawn.
I've had my hair cut short because it's easier. I'm eating popcorn at gigs.
What
I'm living with
dawn.
My boyfriend.
And she doesn't want to say the F word.
What's happened to me?
I know, it's okay, we'll get you therapy.
Okay.
But anyway, so he wrote, what did he write? Something like, F off, you effing stalker.
I know.
Stop effing stalking me.
Oh,
And he still wrote back to me yesterday going, smile.
Oh, no.
It's annoying, but you know, the weirdest thing is, Eileen was telling me this story yesterday, and then I went to get my, and just 2 hours later, I'd gone to get my bikini line waxed, random. You know how you have quite bizarre conversations with your waxer?
Down there.
Yeah, way down there, love. Yeah. And she was saying, and she said, she was telling me the story of this guy who's, right, how when guys do mushy when you're dating is just not cool. And there's somewhere in between of showing that they're romantically available without being... Thinking of you.
Oh, I hate thinking of you.
And anyway, she'd said that this guy that she's been dating texted her the other day and said, thinking of you.
Oh, no.
And it made her, and it's
a
story.
It's
and it made her
guy.
So mad that she just texted back and said, fuck off.
Mom,
I'm back.
Because
it's my show.
Oh.
But I thought, my God, what
say,
a reaction.
I mean, the thing, yeah, there is. There's a fine line between.
The only
like, you want
to say thinking of you too is your mum, right?
Well, also, if you don't really know, if you've made it quite clear that you're not interested in someone and they just...
Mm. Well, I did make it very clear. I said to him, I'm not available for romantic interludes. I'm really sorry if I misled
wow.
you. And that's I texted him that. So that's quite...
Did anything happen with this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it was really
bad.
And
now he's madly in love with you.
Yeah.
What happened exactly? Tell us exactly what happened.
All the details.
There are no details. It was so dull. It was like,
oh, this is that, that one.
Hang on, I'm missing out on something. Okay.
You're away.
I was away. Oh, gosh, that, can you believe I've been away since March and all the things that have happened in our lives?
Wow.
I don't even know. I just don't even think we should bother. I just think we should start again rather than try to catch up because it would just take too long.
So you've been on a boat, right, Dawn?
I went on a boat. And I lived on a boat with Richard Madeley and Nick Hancock. It's the weirdest thing I've ever done as a career choice, but it was so fun. I loved it. Obviously, I made that show about cancer this summer, which was
really
that was amazing. I watched it.
Which,
I loved
by
it.
The way, you put it on my thing, and it only got the sound.
Oh, so
I really? I'll get you a copy of it.
I've got it.
It was incredible, a totally life-changing experience making the show. But I was quite disturbed afterwards, just on a level of like, oh, the idea of a camera in my face after doing that was just really, really awful. And so anyway, I got offered this job, and lots of jobs always come in kind of reality formats and stuff like that, and I don't want to take them because I don't want to do that kind of thing. But then this one came in, live on a boat for 3 weeks with Richard Madeley, who I adore, and sail from Penzance all along the south coast and up into London on 3 different types of boats. I love boats.
Nice.
I was like, do you know what? Sod the career strategy on this one. I just want to go and have some fun and enjoy being on camera again. And I did it and I loved it and it was great. So it's coming out in January.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, when they were, it was kind of called Britain from the Sea, but I don't know what they'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did loads of really silly, fun stuff and had a good laugh. And
what
just,
was the point of the show?
I'm not sure. I'm sure I won't know. And this is the first show that I'll ever have done that I won't see before it goes on TV, which is really weird. So kind of handed over all that control. So I'm a bit like, I don't know what they'll do with it or how I'll come across. All I know is I had a really great time.
Mm. And was it just you're sharing your... I mean, it was just basically sharing the voyage.
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't about me, Richard and Nick. It wasn't about how we got on, or it wasn't like a reality show. It was about the south coast of England.
About going to see England by
sea. I've got no idea. I've got no idea. And also, it was. There was one day when we nearly got thrown overboard and it was, I'm not kidding you, terrifying. And we actually were quite angry afterwards. Like, who said it was okay to be out at sea today? Like, we should not have been out there. Right. But, you know...
Did you live on the boat for the whole 3 weeks?
We stayed on it. Say we're on the... we had the weekends at home and say we had 4 days a week on a certain kind of boat, we'd sleep on it, say, 2 or 3 of those nights. But there was what, in the last week, we're on a Sunseeker and the weather was so bad we couldn't actually sleep on the boat.
So where did you sleep?
In a hotel. It was a really, it was a...
But were you honest on the TV show? You weren't pretending to sleep
on the boat? Yeah, you saw the nights that we slept on. When we slept on it, we slept on it. Mm-hmm. As in when, but we didn't sleep on it every night. But we had this tall ship, like this, you know, big 2-mast tall ship that we slept on. And I just thought there were spiders crawling all over me. It was awful, but really fun. Anyway, enough about me. Do you remember last night, that smell of feet?
Oh yeah, what was that?
Right.
Maybe it was amyl nitrate.
Poppers.
Or maybe it was your disgusting bunion onions, whatever you're eating. Fried bunions.
Bunions for everyone. It wasn't because I wasn't eating them. You guys went to 7-Eleven and bought stuff.
Oh, my God, right.
You had all the bad hot dogs.
Can I just please tell you, I don't know, something I'm absolutely 100% certain it's due to premenstrual tension. I had popcorn at the gig, then I ate a street hot dog, which
but
I'm
you had
sorry.
A hot dog in the place as well.
Equal to street hot dog, I would say. It was so revolting. I ate the dog and you ate the bread.
I got rid of the bread.
Oh, so disgusting.
God. I can't even bear the smell
of it. Yeah, this. I know. I haven't done that in about 10 years. Yeah, PMT. And then we went to 7-Eleven and Claudia introduced me to citron flavoured Walkers.
What?
Yeah, they're like lemon.
Lemon flavoured crisps. Surprisingly delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Not really. Nicer they taste a bit like they've been falling and washing up.
No, well, last night, everything to me was surprisingly delicious. I was like a basking shark, just
jaw on the
floor.
And then you wanted to go
to
breakfast at the Standard. Do you remember?
I wanted to go to a diner.
Yeah.
I needed a burger.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So you had serious
I also ate an entire bumper packet of Cheetos.
Oh, you did. My God.
I walked into the party eating Cheetos. What kind of woman am I?
You did.
You're not. No morning sickness.
No morning sickness, no. So that was an interesting look that I decided to go with last night.
The other.
Yeah, it was the blob. I am Mrs. Blobby.
No, well, you look fantastic.
Thank
I like your
you.
Pink polka dots or your white polka dots.
It's silly, isn't it? I'm wearing a bright pink top with white polka dots on. I actually look verging on ridiculous
That's
this morning.
Cute.
In fact, why haven't I got my sunglasses on? Because I decided this morning that they weren't going to come off for at least 3 days.
No, you look great.
Oh, I turned it on.
I'm putting them on.
So, do you want to talk about PMT?
Oh, I want to talk about... Actually, all I wanted to talk about was PMT is how... Because I've never lived with anyone before, I definitely noticed PMT because usually when I'd have PMT, I would just kind of go and be on my own and pretend I wasn't moody. But when there's someone around responding, you realise, actually, I am quite moody. But the thing that I've noticed more than ever this month, is my eating. Like, I honestly to God have never eaten like I have eaten over the last 2 days.
I think it alternates because I find like 1 month I'll just eat like crazy as well. All I want to do.
It's because you've got 2 eggs. What? So that's why each period's different.
Oh, really?
I think so because I've figured this out.
No comment. Really? It alternate in terms of bad mood. Like I'm like in such
good
fucking
egg, bad egg,
bad yeah, bad mood. I want to kill everyone. And then the following week, I don't even notice.
I didn't know if that's scientifically true. Like, but
I was just gonna say, well, you can't just say you figured that out.
Well, it took me. I'm old now, so it took a long time.
There's a group of people being on this for quite some time.
Maybe they've just no one's ever asked that question.
I think they might have.
I figured it out it's men as well who are doing these studies. They're not gonna actually be figuring it out, are they? They don't care about shit like that.
Well, they get to see it.
What do you think, Edo?
Good point.
Yes.
Do you notice it?
Let's just PMT is like PMS, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Language barrier.
Absolutely. You guys go crazy when that happens. It's pretty simple.
Are you man enough to buy a box of Tampax from CVS?
I'm not woman enough. I'm terrified.
Easily.
Yeah. Oh, I always send Steve out for tampons. He's like...
I think that's the boyfriend test.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Chris would do it really easy. However, I can't buy my own tampons. I still go... I talked about it before.
No, the other day I was in a petrol station like last week and I was like, I couldn't see them. So then there's this like really sweet Indian man. I'm like, excuse me, where are the women's things? I can't believe that came out of my mouth.
The women's things.
I was like, what an idiot. And he went, oh, they're just behind there. And I thought, women's things, come on.
And he directed you to the mascara.
I love women's
things.
Oh my goodness.
I love it when I go to Costco and I buy a giant box of Tampax and I'm there. Like,
Super Plus.
Yeah. And I can't buy Super Plus, actually.
Honestly, my sister said one of the funniest tampon comments I've ever heard once. For some reason, I had like Super Plus tampons at home. And she just went, what is that? And I said, it's a tampon. And she said, for what animal?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Honestly, my sister is the queen of sharp, short, bitchy one-liners.
Just strings?
Honestly, this thing looked like a house. It was so massive. They're like big elephant tampons.
But they shouldn't be any different in size. They should just be.
No, but a Super Plus is pretty large compared to a.
Have you seen all the different
mini
sizes when you get a multi-pack? And there's like the tiny one that I think you would never see again.
Oh, that is so funny. Do you know my favourite thing in the world at the moment?
What?
Spoons.
Spoons, like spooning.
Yeah.
Like cuddling, spooning.
I love it.
Oh, God, you must be in love.
I am
so much
in love.
I can't bear it when
love.
Someone does that to me.
No, I'm not. I have to sleep like.
Oh my God, we sleep in like this,
really?
Arms wrapped and arms and legs wrapped around each other all
can't
night
do
long.
It. Can't do it.
Yeah.
For 6 months, right?
Yeah, I can't. I have to have my space in the bed.
Don't ruin it.
Really,
don't
like...
ruin it. I like it. Is this gonna end?
Maybe
it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to.
I'm not gonna let it end. We've got rules in our relationship. One of them is that we always sleep naked. Another one is gonna be that we always sleep intertwined.
Wow.
And he always wears you off in the morning.
Well, you know what will happen? You'll be spooning and then suddenly it would just be your
it'd
legs
be hot that night.
Touching big toes.
You'll be like that far away.
And then it'd be like, who was it? Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore, where they had separate bedrooms.
No way. we'll get to the point where if we're not sleeping touching, I'm going to suggest a single bed so we have to.
All the dogs sleep on the bed, but Doris sleeps in the middle and won't let me get anywhere near Steve anyway. It's like crazy. And I'm like, it's quite funny. But I actually really like my space in the bed. Do you?
Depends.
It depends which suitor she's got in that night.
I mean, when I go to sleep, I like to just, I'm like, I have to like.
Yeah, I can't, kind of, I get all hot
I can't,
and
Yeah,
itchy
I get all
and
like
stuff.
Bothered. And I'm a fidget as well, so I don't want to bother. Like,
yeah.
And then I want to go to the bathroom and stuff, and then they want to cuddle me again. And I'm like, God, now it makes me want to have a drink. And then, you know, it's like.
What's it make you want to have a drink?
Like water.
Oh. Right. He's cuddling me again, giving me a shot of whiskey.
It's like, I'm just not very affectionate. It's like, I remember I used to get in bed with my mum when I was little. And she would always tell me and my sister off for fidgeting and we'd both whisper and say, oh, God, we wish we'd never come in here. Should we go back in our own rooms? And then our mum would tell us off and send us back to our own room.
Well, it's really funny to say that because my mum's arriving tonight and I was going to blow up... I was going to blow up the bed and Steve's out of town. I was going to blow up the bed and I thought, well, she can sleep with me.
Yeah.
Then I thought, is that kind of... Should I expect her to...
Well, you should give her the bed and you have the blow-up bed.
Well, I don't mind doing that either.
No, but you should. Yeah, that's the rules.
Yeah. Sleep with her!
No, the reason why... Actually, there's another reason. She'd have to sleep in the living room because if she sleeps in Petal's room... And the thing is, I can't put the alarm on. And there's been a lot of burglaries around here recently and I'm a bit nervous. So I can't put the alarm on if someone's in that living room.
Why don't you dress her up like a scarecrow instead of putting the...
You should sleep in that room.
No, but then I can't put the alarm on.
Should we talk about this later?
Yes. Let's talk about this later.
Okay. Another thing that happened last night, which I thought would spark off quite a funny conversation, is how absolutely appallingly rude doormen are. We're standing outside this god-awful club last night, refusing point-blank to pay to get in, because it was just shocking.
What was the club?
Well, I don't know. Also, we were with the band in a group of people, and I still have no idea which members of the group were the band, apart
from... The makeup.
The makeup and the asymmetric haircuts, I'm guessing. Yeah. But so we're standing...
Like this, weren't they?
They were dreadful. Claudine and Eileen. Claudia and Eileen. And I was standing outside refusing to pay. And suddenly the doorman just yelled at us, "Stand against the wall!" I'm sorry, do I look like I'm about to kick off?
And we were like...
We were just like standing against the wall, all told off.
And then we were going, we're with the band.
But Eileen came up to me. Sorry, girl. Eileen came up to me at one point last night. And she goes, "Sorry, this is just really funny." He said, "We're very lucky, you know. We are really lucky. Like, we're with the band. Lots of girls would kill to be in our position."
Everyone was whinging about how crap it was, and I was saying, "You know what? We've got to appreciate what we've got." And lots of people would really be happy to be in our position right now. It's like yesterday I was in Ross, which is a really cheap shop.
Oh, I'd love to be in that
position.
And
this German woman was whinging about being in Ross and the line to pay. I said, you know what? You get what you pay for. Go to Macy's if you want service. You know,
that's true.
You know, stop whinging. It's like people were whinging last night. And I was just like, stop whinging.
You just drop your scabby fried bunions on the floor.
No, but seriously, that's what I meant. That's what I actually meant. I'm tired of people whinging about their lives.
Yeah, when there could be so much
worse. Even though we were
worse.
In a crappy bar downtown with a crappy band and who were great, really. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
people
good
actually
point.
Paid to go and see them. And we're there like, oh my God, you know.
And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
What,
I'm just
what
like,
was the band
appreciate.
Again? Toy Guns.
Toy Guns.
Shiny Happy People.
Yeah.
Shiny Toy Guns.
Yeah, and The Sounds were the other band.
I can't remember. But then, in this club, dear Lord and Father. What hole did that come out of?
Dawn's horrified.
I'm horrified at you effing and blinding and belching.
I know, you've changed.
I have.
Out in a minute.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Have you got anything else lined up for us in there? Or
I'm sorry.
You all gaseous out. You're drinking Coca-Cola, which is just a killer.
Coca-Cola at 10 in the morning.
So what do you think is like the ultimate hangover cure?
Coca-Cola. For me, it's a veggie burger and fries. Mm. And Coca-Cola.
And mayonnaise.
Oh, God.
I think chips and mayonnaise are one of the best things that this planet ever created.
Chips and mayo, yeah.
We didn't go and have French fries anywhere last night.
We didn't, no. I'm quite pleased about that, actually, because after my bumper packet of Cheetos, I really didn't need any more.
No, I'm sure you've already soaked it all up.
Oh,
Cheetos.
My God, it's so disgusting.
And then how long are you here for, Dawn?
I don't know. I'm definitely here until Christmas, and then probably back in the UK for a few months after Christmas, and then, you know, God only knows.
God only knows.
I'm flying
knows.
By the seat of my pants.
Panties.
At the moment. I am. Oh, I went to Napa last week. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
Chris and I, for his 30th birthday, drove up the Pacific Coast Highway.
Gorgeous.
Went to Napa, to wine country, did lots of wine tasting, stayed in a lovely hotel, which had a log fire that we lit.
Lovely.
Even though we didn't need
to. Boy, hot.
And on the second day, it was torrential rain, but really hot. So we were like lying on the bed with a log fire, the huge like patio doors open while it was torrential rain outside.
Love that.
It's like a movie set.
It was. Mm.
There's something nice about rain when you don't have to get out of bed.
Excuse me, I'm going to cough.
Well,
thank you.
I went to Palm Springs that same weekend. That was my birthday
that was
weekend.
Birthday. Happy birthday. Should
thank
we
you.
Say happy birthday?
No,
yeah,
don't. Please
no.
Don't.
So listen, but you got a present that you didn't particularly like.
I got a really great present. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, but
Sunday morning, we stayed in this hotel and it was like 10:30. There was a knock at the door. It's a bloody stripper. so pissed off. It was security guard.
Bloody stripper.
That they paid for. And it was so obviously a stripper. He's like, oh, there was a lot of noise here last night.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, it's a stripper. And I was like, go
you
away.
Knew immediately.
I know immediately. They all go, no, it's not. And he's going, no, there were too many people in the room. The stripper was trying. He's going, I want you all to come out and sit down in there. I was like, it's a stripper. I'm going to brush my teeth.
You need to brush my cheeks.
No, I did. So I went and brushed my teeth. And he came over to me. He's like, I'm not going to hurt you. And I said, no, but I might hurt you. Honestly, I was so annoyed. I was like, I really don't want a stripper on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Ever. But on a Sunday yeah. morning, particularly.
Do you know what, though? The idea of a male idea. Stripper to me is just
so horrible.
I'd love a female one.
Yeah.
And have a nice lap dance. But yeah. my God, the idea of a male stripper waving
is,
his Willy in my face.
This is the thing. This was my point. I actually got really cross about it because I was like, even guys I like. I don't let them wave their cocker in my face on the first date.
Well, you certainly didn't last night, anyway.
No, I did. But why would I let a complete stranger that I don't even fancy?
No.
It doesn't fine. Make any sense to me.
I though. Know. I just think the whole idea yeah. of a male stripper is just wrong and evil and disgusting.
It's not evil, but I did say disgusting to him. I said you were disgusting. I didn't mean he was
disgusting.
Was
he gay?
He looked gay to me. I dated the stripper once a long time ago at Chippendale.
When, did you?
Yeah.
Dated a Chippendale?
I dated one for sure, and the other one I think I just had sex with. But, it was like...
You've had sex with the Chippendale?
I know, like...
Yeah, that was years ago. It was before I was married. It was.
I've just got this image in my head.
No, they were really nice. They were really... They were nice.
Was he big?
One of them... No, they were both...
Was he like big?
Did you... Were they both at the same time?
No, it was like 6 months apart. It was. Wow. It just happened.
Did it take you 6 months to get over the first one?
No. I don't know what happened, but the thing is, I don't think strippers are disgusting. Like, he used to bring me up on stage sometimes, and he used to make me laugh.
Is that when they were playing in London?
Yeah, at the
because
Palladium.
I went to that twice.
Did
because
you?
Because I was working for this company, and I got free tickets.
Did you sleep with the Chippendale?
No, I didn't. I was not into...
They're not really, they're not really sexy, but the one I was dating was English, which was nice. Yeah, he was different, but anyway...
Oh, I think the idea of a Chippendale, no. honestly, just absolutely...
They're not like that at home.
Just made up a word.
Yeah.
What was the word?
Vomitrous.
Vomitrous.
But they're not like that at home. It's not like he parades around his underpants at home. He wears normal clothes.
No, I know, but yeah. I don't know. Something about really overly muscly kind of...
No, they weren't. The ones I dated, they were kind of slender, just had good bodies.
Slender.
What was his name?
I can't remember the second one's name. Steve was the one I was dating.
Steve, the Chippendale. At least it was going to be like Hank or something.
Is that a stage name?
No, probably. Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
But anyway, I don't think strippers are disgusting, but I just didn't want one on a Sunday morning.
One on a Sunday morning. I can understand that. Not
very Who
nice,
does?
No.
Oh, no.
He was just 12 hours late.
No, he was deliberately...
Deliberately, then it was an odd choice of time to
I
get you a stripper.
Craig's mean. Yeah. I think he did it deliberately.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how
it was funny.
How weird.
I don't think I've ever had a stripper. I mean, someone's. You know, I mean, if someone's got me a stripper, I don't think so.
No, you never want one.
I think I got one from my friend for a hen night, and we were at Café de Paris. But that was fine because it was just like in a club, yeah. and it was funny. But
girls don't really want strippers.
No, they don't. Well, I certainly don't.
No.
I'd quite like to be able to strip, though. Like, I'd quite like to go to a strip class.
Well, there's pole dancing classes.
Yeah, there's loads of pole dancing classes.
Yeah, it's really popular right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd quite like to do that. I woke up this morning and two of my nails had fallen off. I got gel silk wraps put on my nails.
Why did you get silk wraps?
Because apparently they make your nails really strong, but actually what's happened is that now I have two nails missing and I don't have a total free.
It's horrible because they're going to turn up somewhere.
Oh, I did go and look in the bed and I thought, oh, God, that's just
or
such
in your
a...
cornflakes.
Yeah. It's really sweet,
maybe
actually.
Maybe they were in your Cheetos. Maybe you ate
maybe
them.
Maybe I ate them. I wouldn't be surprised if I just started
nutrition.
Eating my own hands last night. I was just scoffing everything.
She was like, I'm so hungry. You were just eating. You're on a mission. Jackie was joining in with you.
Yeah, also we met a really nice girl last night, Jackie,
she's amazing,
Australian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's lovely.
23-year-old girl who studied producing and she's super cool.
Yeah, isn't she really brilliant?
Nice. Yeah, like she did this whole thing the other day where she got to the party, she was going to a party and she couldn't get there. So she phoned up and flagged she was a journalist. They sent this huge limo for her, gave a VIP treatment all night. She's not a journalist. She's just...
She didn't even know. She said, they said, what are your credentials? And she didn't know what that meant.
Wow, and she got away with it.
I love the idea.
We went to the Playboy Mansion with her.
Oh, did
we
you?
We went to the Playboy Mansion about
three or four weeks ago.
How was that?
It was pretty funny.
It was okay.
It was fun. The people there were a bit...
Yeah, there were people having sex in that grotto, weren't
there?
No.
Yeah, there was naked men in there and stuff.
I didn't see naked men.
I couldn't go
in
there.
I went on a little private tour with Claudia. Did we you? Ended up like just we found the sex room.
There's the grotto.
So you can just walk around it if you go to a party there.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is so. Are there little bits of spunk everywhere?
Yeah, little bits.
Little splashes all over the place.
Yeah.
That was one of the weirdest things I've ever said, actually.
I wouldn't have liked to have swam in that pool.
Oh, it was nasty. Mm. Imagine swallowing some of that water.
Were there little bits of spunk in the pool?
Probably.
I'm sure there were naked men in there.
I wish I'd never said that, what I just said. I really regret what I just said. And then I said it again, and it really made me really angry with myself.
It makes me gag now. I feel like I might be sick.
Oh no, I'm going to be sick too.
Oh God, I woke up this morning and felt a little bit sicky. Anyway, welcome back.
Yeah, let's do a proper one next week.
A proper one?
You mean this wasn't a proper one?
What was unproper about
this
that?
This was a catch up.
Yeah.
Remember to change your name to Ease, right?
Oh yeah, so this is the podcast Ease. I'm Dawnies.
Gaylies.
Eileenies.
Ease.
Yes. You can just be Ease.
Ease, yeah. Yeah.
And that was our podcasties. We'll see you next time.
Bye, Zees.
Bye, Zees.